today we're going to be talking to somebody who is looking out for all of us for the future. Kim Foote is an entrepreneur, and although you might not know what an entrepreneur is yet, you soon will. Kim is also the mother of a driving student of mine and a good family friend. So let's get straight into 2021 with Kim Foote. Hello, Kim. Can you hear me?
Yep, got you. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, good.
That's good.
Just going to clean the spectacles.
Yeah, I do that myself before I start.
Oh, that's better. I can see properly.
Yeah. So how's it been? How's your day been so far?
Busy. Mondays are more of an admin day for me, so I'm on one Zoom after the other. But it was good to be able to slot yours right in between now and the kids getting home at 3:30.
Fantastic. Yeah. How was this rain today?
Oh, we've had so much rain overnight.
It was crazy, wasn't it? Did you hear the thunder last night? I don't know if you heard it.
Oh, yeah. Not only did we hear the thunder, we had to experience it through the dog. So most dogs don't like thunder, but of course it was right near bedtime. So, and Jazzy sleeps inside, but she sleeps in our bedroom on the floor, puffing and panting during a storm. So,
yeah, I got up. I went to bed a bit early last night and I heard it about, I think, 11 a.m. or something, 11 p.m.
Yeah.
It was just a massive blast. I thought, what is it? Okay. Injo, tell us a little bit about Injo, because that really is very interesting to me because of the fact that it's chemical-free, it's environmentally friendly, and it is basically what we're trying to help here in what we're doing here at the Roadminders is actually help build a better world. So I think that in itself really speaks volumes for it. So yeah, tell us a little bit about it and tell us about what you do and what your position is there and so forth.
So a lot of people do call it Enjo because that's how you would spell it out, E-N-J-O, but it's actually pronounced Enjo because it's an Austrian product.
Okay, because I'm an Aussie, so Enjo sounds, you know, the most...
Don't worry, people call it that all the time.
It's Enjo, okay.
Enjo, and when you try and pronounce my position, we're Enjopreneurs. So it's a play on the word of entrepreneurs. We used to be called consultants, but some smart person in Austria, we'll call it smart, changed it to Enjopreneurs. It took a while to get our tongue around that, that's for sure, but now it just rolls off for us.
Yeah. So when you go and present yourself, you say you're an entrepreneur, do you?
Yeah. I'm an entrepreneur. Yep. Absolutely. See, to us, it's not. It's just the way it is. Yet, I had to shoot an email off to my accountant the other day, and at the bottom, my signature says, you know, Kim Foote, you know, entrepreneur. And he's like, "Did you make that up?" I go, "No, I didn't. That's how. That's what we're called. We're called entrepreneurs." So, yeah, so a little bit about, I'm an independent entrepreneur and I'm also a senior team leader. So it's funny and ironic, I guess, not funny, that you are talking about, you know, a better planet or a better world. Our motto, Enyo, is to clean the world. Okay. So it does go hand in hand, which is really good. I actually saw Enyo, well, firstly, what Enyo is, it's a complete cleaning system for your whole house where we use no chemicals whatsoever. It comes from Austria, which is a huge thing for us. We're very proud of that. A lot of people are concerned not only at removing chemicals, but also about where their products are made.
Yeah.
So our products come from Austria. We use no chemicals whatsoever. We only use the Ecotech fiber from Austria and water. That's it to clean. And it's a complete cleaning system for your whole house, being indoor products, outdoor products, and we have a skincare range as well. So by indoor we mean cleaning your bathrooms, kitchens, your living areas like dusting and polishing, also sweeping and mopping your floors, and then we have your outdoor products, which are for cleaning your car, boat, caravan, jet ski, motorbike, all your outdoor areas like your alfresco table and chairs, your barbecue fly screens, and then you've got your windows, and then you've got your skincare range as well. So the products speak for themselves once they're seen in action, that's for sure.
And how do they see them in action? So that, I mean, like for someone who's never used them before, Kim, how do you sort of let them know that this actually not only works, but it actually is better for the environment? So for example, I want to clean my house and I'd prefer to use environmentally friendly products, definitely. So how am I going to do that? How do I know that they are going to work? Is it mainly just trial and error or?
Well, following on from what you said, most people these days don't want to use chemicals, but they're constantly looking for something that will actually work.
Yeah.
And we all know that there are other, you know, chemical-free systems out there that you can buy in the supermarket. You know, you can buy environmentally other branded, I guess, microfiber cleaning cloths, which a lot of the time you'll find they come from Asian countries and you might not get great longevity out of it. We do most of our Enyo getting it into people's homes by showing them literally in home. So we do in-home presentations or what we call in-home demos. Okay. So people who want to, sorry, I swear that's on mute.
That's okay.
I guess are interested in a chemical-free system, and they might Google Enyo, they might see Enyo at another demo, they might see Enyo on the website, they might see it through social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram. They will contact us and we will talk them a bit about the products, and we let them know that the best way to see Enyo is in their own home at an in-home demo. So they can choose to have a group demo with some friends, and that is the best way to do it, because that way they see the products work in their own home on their own surfaces, get to have a go if they want, try before you buy. And if they've got a group of friends there, whether it's 3 people or 13 people, if their friends decide to buy and there's no pressure, then the host, whose house we're at, actually can earn some great, fantastic freebies by allowing us to help introduce the products to, you know, a broader range of people. Some people will choose the group demo. Other people might just prefer to do a personal appointment, just a one-on-one where we go around and show them. Obviously, that's a bit different this year.
Yeah. The thing about it is, honestly, if I didn't hear it from you, I wouldn't have known anything about Enyo. So that was sort of like, I mean, it was like a, you know, it's great that you've got the products, but I had no idea what they were exactly. And I had to look it up and try to find out what they were all about. Is it similar to Amway or is it different to Amway?
No. So Amway is more of a multi-level marketing. We're not multi-level marketing in any way. We're just simply straightforward direct selling. So how our business is structured, you have Enyopreneurs. So you have the consultants, which are now Enyopreneurs, and we have about 480 of them currently. That figure goes up and down each month, depending on if people have been around for a while and they choose to maybe move on. But of course, we are always looking for new people to join us. We need more people to help us get the message out. 480 people across the whole of the country is not enough to help us share these amazing products to get Enyo into as many homes as possible.
Yeah.
So many years ago we did do TV advertising, but you know, TV advertising costs a lot of money. You need to put aside a big chunk of budget for that. So we also realized that, like I said before, people need to see it to believe it. So
we
rely heavily on you know, somebody choosing to allow us into their home, and suggesting they have a few friends there, that way they can earn some freebies. And then, you know, you do your demonstration, you know, an hour or so, people choose if they, what they want to purchase and start with, and then somebody else will have the next demo from there. And then they go to the next demo and that person will invite, you know, some of their friends. And then you go on for more demos, you know, through the friends and family that way and continue on.
But they're not actually, but they're not actually trying to recruit a person like Amway does.
Oh, look, we do to a degree. So that's right. We were talking about the structure of Enyo. So we have the Enyopreneurs, which is me as well. I'm an independent Enyopreneur. I run my own business. I work my own hours. I book my demos in, my customer care call appointments in around my family, wherever I want to work. I do the demos when I want to work, you know, the hours and the days that I choose, which is fantastic because it's been great to do this ever since the kids were little. They hadn't even started school yet.
Yeah.
So you have your Enyopreneurs as your base. On top of that, you have a senior team leader, which is what I am as well. So a senior team leader, there's about 19 or 20 senior team leaders across the whole country that basically look after a load of Enyopreneurs in our surrounding area. You know, there is not just in my suburb, it can be a couple of hours away, you know. Yeah. And as a senior team leader, we support, train, and constantly and continually coach the girls into, you know, helping them and bettering their business. And apart from the Enyopreneurs and then the senior team leaders, that's it. The buck stops there. There's no other multi-level as such. But on top of that, we then have our fantastic crew at head office, which is our sales and development managers. We also have our marketing team. We have our warehouse where all our stuff gets picked and packed. So we don't stock and or hold any products ourselves. All we do as Enyopreneurs is go and show the products, demonstrate, take their orders if they choose to purchase. We pop it through an online portal that we have, and our head office, which is in Myrie in WA, pick and pack all the orders and ship them directly back to the customer's front door.
Okay. Are you allowed to advertise it yourself? Like if you wanted to advertise it on Facebook or
We do have our, most of us have our own Enyopreneur Facebook pages where we can invite our customers to follow that page. That way we can pop up specials and stuff like that. People, that's a public forum, so people can, they can search and find us that way. Most of us will have our own Instagram pages as well, where we rely quite heavily on just us as average independent consultants or Enyopreneurs videoing ourselves just cleaning a dirty stove and popping that video on Facebook or Instagram, because people want to see real life dirt, you know, being cleaned.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean I love the idea of a chemical-free product. That inspires me heaps, because I'm always against, I mean, like even my shampoo, I always try to go for the ecological type shampoos. I don't like all the chemicals in there. Underarm deodorant, I don't like all the aluminium. I try to get aluminium free, all the good quality stuff. Yeah. I just don't want to add that extra chemical stuff on my body because it's just too much.
And that's great, because it's, you know, Enyo would fit into many people's ethos these days, you know, people's ethos around wanting to reduce chemicals, but a lot of people take it further than that now. So I saw Enyo for the first time probably about 20 years ago. It was before I had kids, and I was invited to my best friend's house. She was having an Enyo demo. I just wasn't interested. I just went, you know, drank the free champagne, ate the nibblies and then walked out and went, oh, I don't need this stuff. What? That's a lot of money for one glove. You know, I really didn't get it. And it wasn't until I had kids, and they were about 3 and 5, I already hated cleaning. Okay, I don't pretend to be the best cleaner in the world.
I don't think anyone likes cleaning, Kim.
There are people out there that like it.
You've got a point. Yeah. My mum loves it.
But it wasn't until I had kids that I realised I hated cleaning even more. And obviously, having kids, I needed to clean even more. And then I realised that I did need something that was quicker and easier. But then I went, you know what, I probably really should be looking down the track of a chemical-free system, because, you know, I don't want to use chemicals around the kids. My own health over the years didn't seem to matter. But you all of a sudden put all your emphasis on looking after your children's health. So I did do a little bit of investigating, and I went, oh, I remember Enyo. Maybe I really should look at this, you know. I did look at some cheaper alternatives, but I wasn't necessarily quite happy about where the products were made. And I wanted to make sure that something that I was using was not only chemical-free, but it was sourced and produced the right way, you know. Yeah. So I looked more into Enyo, and I ended up having my own demo at home. I bought all the indoor stuff. I was blown away by it. A month later, I had an outdoor demo, blown away by that again. And then after that, I found myself talking about it with people, going, have you heard of Enyo? Oh, my gosh, this stuff's amazing. And you find some people that were using it, some people that had never heard of it. And then I found myself going, you know what? I need to show as many people as I can there's a quicker, easier and safer way to do this. And then I thought, well, I might as well start my own Enyo business, because I'm so passionate about the fact that these work so well. And I really felt like that everybody needed to use it. So I thought, why not earn, you know, a bit of income on the side, a bit of a side hustle at the time. I never thought that 13 years later I'd be doing it at the level I am and traveling the world with Enyo as well.
Wow.
We have some fantastic incentives that you can qualify for each year. But I realised that Enyo is not just about chemical-free cleaning. You know, when we talk about cleaning the world and bettering the planet and bettering the world, like you were talking about, people these days aren't just looking for a chemical-free way of cleaning. They're looking at ways to reduce their waste and reduce their plastic.
I was going
to
ask you about that. How does that work with Enyo?
So how that works with Enyo, firstly, we're completely chemical-free. We only use water to clean with. Secondly, we don't have any plastic containers because we're using fibres. Okay. So there's no plastics there. And thirdly, we have no waste. So what I mean by no waste is none of our products go into the bin. So some of the cheaper alternatives on the market, which no discredit to them, at the end of the day, chemical-free is chemical-free, okay? Yep. We take it to a whole nother level. So some of your cheaper products you might only get a few months out of. Okay, you find yourself having to use something with it again. We at Evio, our products, you get the best years out of it about 3 years. Okay, wow. After that 3 year lifespan, the fibers do start to break down. I kind of use the analogy of it's like the tread on your tires on your car.
Yeah.
After 3 years, those tires will still get you from A to B, but just possibly not as safely or as effectively. Yeah. So it's the same with your NEO fibers. They do need to be replaced. But after that 3 year mark, could be two, could be four. Some people drag it out longer than they should, like we all do with certain things in life. We actually encourage our customers to return all of their expired, we'll call it, NEO products back to head office in WA. So they can return them for free to WA. And then a couple of times a year, our head office, our Australian head office, will actually ship all the old fibres back to head office in Austria, and everything gets broken down and upcycled and becomes stuffing in your car seats and also insulation in the roof over there. So nothing goes into the bin.
That's crazy. That's pretty good.
It's something we are very, very proud of. So we're not just getting rid of chemicals. We're only cleaning with water. And a very small amount of water.
Do you find most people do send the stuff back to WA?
A lot of people tend to hang on to their products a lot longer than they should. It's not till they meet us again at another demo that we remind them that, you know, you only really get 3 years out of that. And they're like, oh, no, it's still working. And we're like, look, fantastic. Think of the value. Think of the money you've saved. But at the end of the day, they're probably not picking up germs and bacteria like they were in the beginning, and you find yourself scrubbing a bit more. You know, like this, for instance, this is our bathroom bundle. These four pieces clean your whole bathroom for the next 3 years for about $1 a week, okay? And then nothing goes into the bin. We encourage them to hand it back. So we're using minimal amount of water as well and reducing waste. Nothing goes into the bin. And, of course, no plastics and no chemicals. So there's a lot of other chemical-free, would you call it, cleaning solutions out there that you can get from the supermarket, you know, Earth Choice, things like that. Again, no discredit. They're offering a solution, but their products will still leave a residue on your surface, which that surface will get dirtier again. It's still a plastic container. It's a consumable item. It becomes rubbish. It goes into landfill.
Hey, Kim, I need you to come over and clean my bathroom for me.
That's fine. All you've got to do, all we need is a dirty house, a couple of friends.
Don't worry, we can make it as dirty as possible for you.
Look, I think it's really important. I actually, when I start off all my demos, and, you know, there could be four or five or six or seven lovely ladies, and sometimes gentlemen do get involved.
Oh, gentlemen sometimes, get involved as well. That's really good.
Sometimes the woman will say, you're speaking to the wrong person. My husband needs to see this. And I go, look, book your own demo. Don't get anything yet if you're a bit skeptical and he does the cleaning. I don't know where you find a husband like that. I've got it at mine out of the wrong book. My husband cleans. He cooks, but he doesn't necessarily clean.
Yeah.
But I always say to them, you need to see it. You know, you need to see it to believe it. Book your own demo. Get a couple of friends over. I'll come and show you guys. There's no pressure to buy. But we actually encourage them to keep their shower as dirty as they can. Keep soap scum. Oh, we tell them, you know, the green kitchen products that remove all your grease with just water. We say, please leave your range hood greasy. Please leave some fingerprints and dust on your TV. We don't clean the whole, I'm not a cleaner. Don't get me wrong. I start off every demo by saying, I think it's really important for you guys to know, I don't like cleaning, but you don't have to like cleaning to love Enyo. Yeah. You know, you're going to, if you hate, I just said it, if you hate cleaning, you're going to love it Enyo. If you want a quicker and safer way to do it, you're going to love Enyo. If you want to do your bit for the environment and the planet and your kids' health, you'll love Enyo. So it's a win-win.
It sounds brilliant, but how does it actually work? What's in the fibers? What is it that makes it work? Well, I mean, there's no chemicals or anything to clean that.
So that's right. So the EnyoTech fibers the fiber comes from Austria. They work like fingers. So you can't see it, but for instance, this is the bathroom glove. It's got bathroom written on the tag. Yeah. So you can't get confused. Every fiber works differently from room to room. So the fibers in the glove work like fingers and get right deep down into every crevice, and they draw out whatever it is you picked up, the germs, the bacteria, the soap scum from your shower screen, the toothpaste from your mirror, and trap it in its web of fibers. Okay, so a normal traditional sponge cloth and a multi-purpose spray just spreads it around and pushes it in. Our fibers get right in and draw it out and trap it in its web of fibers, and it won't actually transfer it from one section to another. So for instance, when we do in-home demos And we take the ladies into, and the gentlemen, into the kitchen. I do a couple of things in there with the green kitchen products. I'll smear butter or margarine on the kitchen bench. And with the Enyo green kitchen glove and just cold water, we remove the butter, show it to them on the glove, and then turn around and keep cleaning. So these are the only fibers in the world that don't transfer what you've picked up. Every single individual Enyo fiber is 100 times finer than a single human hair. So a lot of people have to hear this a couple of times before it really sinks in, because you would be skeptical to think that.
I am skeptical. I've got to try the product.
That's why we say to people, it's understandable to be skeptical, to think that, you know, this bathroom bundle here will clean your whole bathroom for the next 3 years for about $1 a week with no Windex, no spray and wipe, no Domestos, nothing like that. And then there's a range for every part of the house.
But we use Windex for everything.
Well, of course you do. I know where you're from. I know your heritage. Right. I've got a cut on my arm. Windex,
you've got a cut on your arm with Windex.
Absolutely. They are just the most amazing products. But you need to see it to believe it. And once you get your head around it, because you really are having to change the whole way you've been taught to clean, especially when you've got a Greek heritage like yourself. Yeah. But even myself, you know, you blame your parents. You tend to do whatever you were taught growing up.
Oh,
you
know,
my mum would use bleach.
My mum would use bleach and this chemical thing and this chemical thing and mix it all together like a concoction, and then she'd go, yeah, this is clean. And you smell all the chemicals and then you go, oh my gosh, what is that, you know? But she thought that was cleaning, and that's how they've always cleaned in the past, because that was what the way they were brought up to clean, you know. So
I remember telling my mum when I was first getting into using Enyo, I said, do you remember, Mum, because I was taught back then when I started myself going on the path of Enyo, of using Enyo first, chemicals were only introduced in Australia in the 1950s, okay, after the war. You know, before that, you have to ask yourself, what were our great-grandparents using to clean in Australia, not in Greece, in Australia?
Yeah.
You know, because there was no such thing as Easy Off BAM or Jif or spray and wipe back then. You know, our great-grandparents were literally using vinegar, bicarb, and a hell of a lot of elbow grease.
Yeah. But you know what the thing is, Kim? It was new. The chemical, the products that were brought out were new. They packaged it nicely. They made these great adverts, and everyone's going, hey, let's go for it. And we'll smoke a cigarette at the same time. because there's nothing like having a fag in your mouth mopping the floor. You know?
I'm here. We broke up.
Done it again.
Well, can you hear me?
Oh, my gosh. It's just done it again. What is going on here? We're back again. Can you hear me? I can hear you.
Yes.
I've no idea what is going on. I think it's the Enyo products. They're getting the fibers.
I've had two Zooms this morning and another one tonight. I've never had this happen. But look, technology. Going on from what you said before about
My mum with a fag in her mouth and
we didn't know any better, and I remember saying, trying to explain it to my mum, and she goes, you're so right. She said basically after the war, not only were chemicals introduced after the war, because it was literally what was left over, you know, that they added a bit of smelly stuff to it, then TV was introduced, and then they splashed it across our screen and told us that it wasn't clean unless it was pineocline. And I was talking to my mum about this 13 years ago when I started, and she's like, oh my gosh, yeah. She goes, when TV was introduced and all that came out, she goes, we basically sat there and went, oh, we've been doing it all wrong. We need this product. They made you feel like you were doing it wrong without it, you know. Look, we don't know what chemicals are doing to us, but we can't blame them for everything, but they cannot be good for us. It's just not necessary to be using that stuff to clean. It's just not, because here's a true little thing that most people, and I bring this up at every demo, and this is normally a pretty big wow factor. Have you got a bottle of spray and wipe at home, Nick?
Yeah.
Yeah, most people do. I did. I used to buy it at Costco in bulk, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, Ben used to get some of it from work. A bottle of spray and wipe, on the front, it says kills 99.9% of germs. Simply spray and wipe. Yep. Yeah.
I use it for the car now because I have to kill the bacteria, COVID-19, before my students get in there. Sorry, but I've got these wipes that I have to use.
Let's go back to the wipes and disinfecting in a second.
I might have to get some products from you to clean them.
Okay, so when it comes to, say, something like spray and wipe, okay, you're told it's not, you know, it kills 99.9% of germs, simply spray and wipe. And because you like the smell, you tend to overspray it, thinking the more I use, you know, mind over matter, you think the more I use, the better this is going to be, more effective. Nobody reads the backs of the bottles, okay? I'm not even talking about the ingredients.
You can't read them sometimes. They're so small anyway.
Plus, you wouldn't be able to pronounce them. Ben's studying a Bachelor of Science. He understands that stuff, but it just goes over my head. Anyway, on the back of the bottle, and I want you to go and have a look at this yourself later, it says directions. It says to clean the surface, spray on surface and wipe off. That's what we do. And because we think we need more, we spray extra. Then you grab your manky dishcloth, and all you're doing is spreading the germs and bacteria and the food around and pushing it into the crevices. Further down, it says, no one reads this far, it says to disinfect, spray on surface and leave for 15 to 20 minutes before wiping.
Oh, my God. How many people do that?
Go and have a read. There's no one in there, not many people in their right mind, would spray their kitchen bench and leave it for 15 minutes because it'll ruin your surfaces.
I've never seen anyone do it.
Plus, it leaves an awful, awful residue on your surface. Like, we clean with the glove with water and dry for the miracle, and it leaves a completely polished surface that's streak-free, lint-free, chemical-free, no residue, and you'll find the surfaces stay cleaner longer. But wipes, all those wipes that we use, I mean, you can't do a lot about it for yourself right now with COVID, you know, with COVID being around. There's things you have to do.
Well, do you know the thing about it, Kim? We're told what products we can use, what we have to do, how we have to do it for COVID-19, because we've got kids coming into the car all the time. I'm still wearing the mask in the car because you can't get 1.5 meters in the car. So what do you do? But if they knew Enyo, maybe they'd go, use Enyo products.
With all due respect, and we're completely open and honest with this, Enyo will remove germs and bacteria, but it won't disinfect. Okay, so when it comes to COVID, okay, so over this last year of 2020, ironically enough, we've become busier and busier. So when people talk about disinfecting or sanitizing something needs to be sanitized, you know, or disinfecting. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize, and we've had to really educate people even more than ever so this year, because people were a bit, oh no, I need to use, you know, a disinfectant or whatever. Firstly, when it comes to your home, in your car at the moment with what you're doing is completely different. But when it comes to your home, you don't need to disinfect the average home unless you or someone you know has been in contact with someone that has had COVID, okay? So if that's the case and you feel the need, you need to disinfect, you must clean it first properly. You cannot disinfect a dirty surface, okay? So if when it comes to your benches or even your door handles, your light switches, all that kind of stuff, you must clean properly first. You can't clean a dirty surface. You can't disinfect a dirty surface. If there's any kind of organisms, whether it be dirt or germs or bacteria, it won't work. So as much as we don't do the step that you need for the car, the driving lessons and stuff, at home, you need to clean the surface properly first. And Enyo products will clean the surfaces 6 times better than anything you can buy out of the supermarket.
That's crazy.
Then if you need to disinfect it, we can't, you know, some people will need to do that if you've, you know, been exposed. But just the normal average household, people need to clean properly. Okay. And that's what people have realized.
Okay, so you've differentiated between clean and what's the other thing? Getting rid of...
Well, I guess disinfect and sanitizing.
Disinfect and sanitizing. And whereas other products say they disinfect and sanitize and clean at the same time, is that what they're trying to say?
No, they're basically, well, yeah, it's a bit of a farce, I guess. It's just the way you're using your spray and wipe and stuff like that. It's not disinfecting your surfaces. So people should really use a proper disinfectant or sanitizer afterwards. But whether you'd want to go and put that all over your surface is a different story.
Okay, so... makes me think, okay, cleaning. I want to clean the surface. So
removing germs and bacteria and dirt and grease and grime is what we're doing.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I'd accept that.
Yeah, well, it's universally proven to remove 99.9% of germs. Now, if you heard the word I used or the language, we remove them. We don't claim to kill anyone or anything. So our fibres and products won't kill germs and bacteria, where you know your bottles of sprays claim to kill it if you use it properly, which majority of people aren't. So they're wasting their money.
So when you remove it, it's stuck in the fibres?
So it's interesting. It's our fibres will pick up, it'll pick up, remove and trap whatever you've picked up. The grease, the germs, the bacteria, the grime, the toothpaste, whatever it might be, and it traps it in its web of fibres. So when I mentioned before that our fibres are 100 times finer than a single human hair, if you think about your hair, if you put gel or mousse or hairspray in it, okay, you can't just brush it out, can you? You have to wet it, soap it, lather it and rinse it.
Correct.
So that's how our fibres work. So, but it traps it in its web and won't transfer it from the one section to another. And that's where we prove it with people by show. You can't see germs and bacteria, but you can see grease. So we'll smear butter on the bench, take it off, show them the grease on the glove, turn around and keep cleaning. And then we get them to feel, you know, the front of the stainless steel fridge and there's no butter there that hasn't transferred it. And then everything goes into the wash when you're finished. You wash it, dry it, hang it up, reuse it for 3 years.
Oh, good. That's what I was about to ask you. What happens if you wash it? You do wash it.
Yes.
And it. Okay. Now, when you wash it, how do you wash it? Do you wash it just in water or do you wash
it? No, it needs to be washed with detergent. We do have and sell our own plant-based, washing liquid, laundry liquid. Yeah. But it is okay to use your own washing powder or washing liquid, just no fabric softener. So it just goes in the washing machine, in a laundry bag or a wash bag that comes free with everyone gets a free one with their orders to pop them in to protect the fibres so they're not, you know, they're just protected in the little bag. It goes in the wash. Like I said, no washing powder, no fabric softener, sorry. But 40 to 60 degrees is recommended. You can wash in cold water if you choose. It's just that we find that when it comes to removing grease, our fibres need and require cold water to remove the grease, okay? But to remove, to expel and get rid of the grease, it needs to have warm water. So to pick up the grease, you need cold water, but to get rid of the grease, you need warm water to get rid of it.
Yeah, well, it's a bit like when I clean my barbecue, if I don't put it in hot water, it's not going to melt the grease away, so...
That's right. I've been saying to it because a lot of people go, oh, I just can't get my head around cleaning with just cold water, let alone water alone, but just cold water.
Yeah.
And I said to them, if I go and grab some butter now and put it on your bench, if I quickly run my hands or my fingers under, you know, as hot water as I can under the tap, hot water on my fingers, what's going to happen when I try to pick up that grease? It's going to melt it. It's not going to pick it up. So we need cold water with our fibers to pick up the grease, and then we need warm water to wash it away.
Interesting. Very interesting.
I know. It is interesting. It's amazing.
It's quite mind-boggling, but I like the fact, like I said, that it's chemical-free. So do you sell it to businesses much at all? Or is it mainly?
We're mainly in-home stuff. We're mainly an in-home system. It's not to say that some businesses, some hotels, some bed and breakfasts, some cafes, some restaurants, some of them are using it, but... And there is a lot more that would like to. It's just that when you've got a high turnover of staff and good quality products sitting there, you just have no idea who's going to be using them, where they're going to end up. Are they going to end up in the bin because they might think, you know, they haven't been trained properly on them, or a new staff member comes in, or it gets put in the wrong spot, or maybe taken home accidentally. So it's generally designed at in-home.
Because that wouldn't be a bad selling point. That'd be a good selling point. Like if you had a, bed and breakfast and said, look, I'm using Enyo to keep everything chemically free and healthy and so forth. I mean, like even a car dealer or something, or car repairer, and he does that with his cars and whatever, I think that'd be a great selling point.
Yeah, and there are some car dealers that use it too. Again, it's just that turnover. You know, you'd need a car glove, a miracle pretty much for every car, you know, which is not always a problem. It's just, it could be a cost thing for them, you know, to having to keep up with, you know, washing them in between how many cars they're washing in a day.
So your head office is in WA, is that right?
Yeah.
So if anyone orders from here, it's sent from WA, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we have an online eConnect Enyo portal, which we basically, it's a live website, like logging into your bank account. I can log in from any device I want, my MacBook, my phone, my iPad, whatever, log in through my login, pop the customer's details in. It's all security, you know, password and everything, and timed out. I pop the order in, pop all their details in, and then it spits, the order gets spat out in the warehouse pretty much instantaneously in WA. Someone picks and packs the order, and then it gets picked up by Australia Post every afternoon and gets trucked over. So we will, to try and reduce our carbon footprint, we will use road as much as we can.
Okay. So does the customer have to order it from you? They can't order it direct from Enyo, or?
They can't order it direct through Enyo. They can jump online and order it through enyo.com.au and select their Enyopreneur. And so, you know, they're still our customer. They can choose to order through the website if they chose and just pop our name in.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
But there's no shop in WA. You know, they can't walk into head office and purchase it. They can't, it's not in a, you won't find it in a supermarket or anything like that. It's all through direct selling.
Yeah, I'll go back to Amway because we've got an Amway guy who sells Amway, and they really support Amway, and they've got their Amway office where you can go if you're an Amway member to buy.
Okay, yeah, no, different structure to us. We're just direct selling. We're not tiered levels where people are making money off each other.
Yeah,
you know, that's a multi-level marketing system. We're direct selling, but we do, as I said, we have senior team leaders in the field like myself that look after a pod or a group of entrepreneurs, so they're not constantly ringing head office. They've got someone close by within an hour or two that, you know, we can train them, go to their demos with them, help them, support them, help them put their orders through if they need it. So
do you, when you go to your demonstrations, do you drive yourself? So you,
yes.
you go yourself. Where's the furthest yeah. you've been to?
I think Traralgon.
Traralgon.
Traralgon. I normally cap it at about an hour and a half. Traralgon, it's funny. People say, how did you get there? Like, how did you get a demo in Traralgon? But I remember a couple of years ago, I spent about 6 months once a week driving to Merbau North, which is about an hour and a half away, down the down towards Gippsland and then off the Strzelecki Highway. And ironically, the suburb that I live in, I did a demo in that same suburb and during the day, and she invited her friends and family that lived down in Merbau North, and then they all had a demo, and then they all wanted a demo booked off each other. And cool. I just said, yep, that's fine. I said, I normally cap it about an hour and a half. If you want me, if they were booked, they purchase a product, but they purchase you at the same time. You know, they choose you. So I said, that's fine.
If it's over an hour and a half, what do you do then?
We can pass it on to other, you know, other consultants in certain areas and say, would you like to do this demo?
Yeah, fair enough.
We generally don't, because most of the time, if you've invited someone, friends and family, to a demo, most friends and family probably wouldn't drive more than an hour or an hour and a half to come to that demonstration that you were having anyway. So you generally find those people will live within a certain distance. Mm-hmm. Which works. And as I said, there was one lady a few years ago who was in Traralgon and she really wanted me, and I just had to nicely say, look, I'd have to do it during the day. You know, don't want to be driving a couple of hours back at night, middle of the night. And, you know, I needed to suggest how many people she would probably need to have there, if you know what I mean.
So, okay, so you got any other products that you would recommend out there in comparison to Enyo, or would you just say Enyo is the best out of all of them?
At the end of the day, I've always said I'll never put another company down that's offering a way to get rid of cleaning chemicals out of people's homes.
That's a good thing.
But at the end of the day, you pay for what you get.
Yeah.
You literally pay for what you get. And sorry, like I said before, people are looking for a chemical-free system. Most people don't want to clean with chemicals. But we just say to people now, if you choose to go down a different route other than Enyo, that's fine. It's your family, it's your home. What you choose to use is up to you. But we tell them to just do their research. And they look at me and they go, what do you mean? I said, find out how the products are made. Are they ethically produced? And what happens to them after? And where are they made? And that basically makes them go, oh, okay, right, I better look this up.
Okay, so you told me a lot about the cleaning products. Now you got to tell me a little bit about the cosmetics and the makeup and that sort of stuff? Because that is really important for a lot of people as well too. Is it just yes. for females or for females?
No, there is a men's range as well. And when we say a skincare range, we don't mean plastic bottles of skin solutions and lotions and stuff. We mean more fibers. Okay. So our skincare range is actually called Santé by Enyo. So Santé by Enyo is great for dry skin, oily skin, psoriasis, eczema, really good for pimples and acne. And certain products will remove makeup as well on males or females. Oh. So don't worry if you don't like this color, but this is part of the range. This is what we call blush. It doesn't show up very well in there. So this is your big body glove. And these are all dermatologically tested.
Okay.
So your body glove, pop your hand in. You got your general cleansing side and a more exfoliating side you use in the shower with body wash or without. So you've got your big body glove. There's also a body mini, which is a smaller one. You've got your little face glove or face cleanser. So you use 3 or 4 fingers and just cold water, clean your face. No cleansers, no scrubs, no nothing, okay, to clean your face. The most popular little pieces that we've got, they're called makeup removers, okay? But doesn't mean you have to wear makeup to, you know, that's just what they're called, makeup removers. And they're these beautiful, these are patented to Enyo. These are the original ones. They're super, super soft fibers. They're seamless. And these with just cold or warm water, you just use one a day under the tap or in the shower, and these will clean your face. No makeup wipes, no toners, no scrubs, no cleansers, and it'll remove all your makeup. So, you know, none of those wipes or those little discs that just end up in the bin and into landfill. One of those makeup wipes takes 3 years to break down.
Oh, God. That's crazy.
3 years. So these little makeup removers, which come in about, well, 5 colours at the moment, 3 general normal colours every day, and then we've got a couple of limited editions for Christmas. For every day of the week.
What are the colours for? Is that just so that you can...
Oh, it's literally just colours, as in options. You know, so this is the blush colour, and then there's a beautiful purple or lilac, and then there's a charcoal black range, and then at the moment we have a limited edition pink. So these are beautiful, soft, beautiful limited edition pink ranges, okay? And then we also have a limited edition mint as well. So, again, to whether it be... for exfoliating in the shower or cleaning your face, if you're the type of person who wears makeup, you're now not having to buy any makeup removers, no micellar water. So therefore, again, you've got no plastic, no consumable item, you know, nothing going into landfill, because you get 3 years out of all of these as well. You just keep pop. You just, you know, I find the best way, you get a set of 7, one for every day of the week. And you know, I just use them at nighttime, just under the tap, wring it out, clean my face. Even during COVID, when we've been in lockdown, most of us ladies have probably got away with not having to wear too much makeup, unless we've got a Zoom where we, you know, leave the pajamas on the bottom and just whack a bit of makeup on, and you know, or when you go out, you've got a mask on, so you only need a little bit up the top. But we, even though they're called makeup removers, we've said to people, and we've sold so much more of this in lockdown than ever before. Whoops. You know, again, you just use one of these every day of the week, and then pop them in the wash at the end of the week. But I've said to people who have said, oh, I don't really wear a lot of makeup at the moment. And I go, it doesn't matter. You still need to clean and cleanse your face properly. You need to remove the daily elements. If you're just going for your hour walk around the block, you know, you've got the environment, you've got the car fumes, you've got the dirt. And your face will never have felt cleaner. You'll think you don't even need to clean your face.
You have to try it, Kim. You have to try it.
Well, there is a men's range in a charcoal colour. They're a bit bigger. One side is the cleansing and the other side is the exfoliator for the men's.
What's the difference between an exfoliator and a cleaner?
This one here is the makeup removers. The fibres are softer to get into the pores and clean and cleanse your face.
Yeah.
This one here, it's a bit hard. It's a completely different fibre. Yeah. Most men can exfoliate a bit more often, but women find maybe twice a week, and this can be quite rough. This will help open up the pores and help absorb help with the blemishes, and also if you're the type of person who puts moisturizer on afterwards, it'll help absorb the moisturizer into your skin properly by cleaning, cleansing, and exfoliating as well.
I find as a man just walking down the street, you come back and you got all this dirt on your neck and...
Yeah, plus you're a bit greasy.
Yeah, you're a bit greasy, yeah. So they, yeah, they would for help. Sure. Those things would help.
Oh yeah, it also helps with like men if they've got a bit of a sensitive skin after they've shaved as well, and you've got little ingrown hairs or anything like that. Ben won't admit that he uses them, but he does.
Oh no. Why did you say that?
When I throw it to him in the shower and go, because, you know, he's got slightly olive skin himself, so he can get a little greasy. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's his European. What can you do?
Possibly, yeah. But they're all amazing products. And as I said, we've got busier and busier over COVID. Yeah. Just by making sure people were aware that, you know, you need to clean properly. And as much as we pre-COVID, 99.9% of our business was in-home demos or one-on-one personal appointments. Obviously, back in March, early April, we had to adapt very, very quickly. And our fantastic sales and development and marketing crew at head office in WA, I think they locked themselves down for a week to come up with a whole new platform so we could still get these amazing products out to people. Because people still needed to clean, and more than ever, they needed to clean properly.
Yeah, of course.
They needed to help us be able to continue to run our business and earn an income from home. So,
that was one amazing. Of the questions I had for you, because COVID really stuffed up a lot of people. It stuffed me up, you know that.
Yeah,
You were still able to function through COVID.
Oh, look, we've actually had a fantastic year. You know, there were a couple of moments where, you know, it took some Enyopreneurs a bit longer than others to get on the new platform. And when I say new platform, we never thought we'd ever be able to go digitally or do, you know, digital online demos as such. So, you know, we've adapted a little bit as we've gone, and Enyo have put together a fantastic program, we were able to start doing our demos. Firstly, someone would book a demo and we would set up a Facebook group for them. And there, as the say you were the host booking your demo, I would set up a Facebook group for you and add you to the group. Then you would invite your friends and family to that group first, about a week before the demo. And so we'd start up with a Facebook group, and every day I'd just upload information and videos and before and after photos of, you know, one day it'd be about the bathroom, the next day about the kitchen, next day would be about the floors, next day might be about the windows. And then at the end of that week, we would have a set scheduled night, and we would run a Zoom. So we would run a Zoom where we would send a text message out to the host to send to her guests, and we'd pop it on the Facebook group as well and say, now you've learned a little bit about it, please join us live on this day at this time. So just like you're running with me now, I'd see everyone's faces and I'd be able to hold up the products live in front of them and talk them through and allow them to ask questions. And then at the end, I'd send them a link and my details that they could ring an order through the next day. And it worked really well. A lot of people jumped at the idea of being able to, you know, book a demo and be a host and earn freebies without having to have people in their home. They didn't have to clean their house to have people over. They didn't have to buy the cheese platter and the wine. You know, they didn't have to, people could literally jump on Zoom with pajama pants on, you wouldn't know. And they still earned the same freebies. And the other benefit, huge benefit, we were talking about distance and how far people travel. Doing them digitally allows the host to invite their friends and family who might live in Queensland or South Australia. They just log on at the same time and see it all and place their order and it gets shipped to them. And the host just sits there, nothing, and gets the freebies. So
that's amazing. What if you had relatives overseas? Can you get them on?
We don't. They can jump onto the Zoom by all means, but Enyo Australia will only ship within Australia.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so there are other countries around the world that do have in their own Enyo distributors.
Tell me about pricing. How about
price? Okay, so when it comes to purchasing Enyo, firstly, when people first see the price without seeing it in action, people might go, oh, gee, that's a lot of money to clean my bathroom. But once they see it in action, and we always talk in bundles, demonstrate bundles, and recommend selling in bundles because firstly it gives them the right tool for the right job. Like, for instance, these four pieces here are your bathroom bundle.
Okay.
So the bathroom bundle is $159. Mm. People might go, oh, gee, that's a lot of money in comparison to going and buying a $6, $7 bottle of spray and wipe, you know. But then that's what we will remind them, that what are you spending now? What are you buying now? Do you know how much you're spending each year on chemicals? You know, the Choice magazine did a study a few years ago, and the average for people in a home family would spend anywhere between $1,000 to $1,200 a year on chemicals, sprays, cloths, rags, dishcloths, mops, buckets, and that just goes into the bin. So when we show them and wow them that this bathroom glove with a bit of water, half a glass of water really is all you need, will take 6 months worth of soap scum off your shower screen, like right in front of their eyes at a demo, and we remind them that that bathroom bundle, you're going to get 3 years out of it, and you divide that over 3 years, that's $1 a week to clean your bathroom.
That's crazy.
And they go, oh, okay. And, you know, we have a bathroom bundle, a kitchen bundle. Don't get me wrong. You can purchase any individual product. Anyone can purchase anything individually at full price. Mm-hmm. But to give them the best value, Enyo have put together these amazing bundles. And the bigger bundle you buy, the more you save, obviously. You know, you've got your individual bundles, then you've got a starter bundle. And the starter bundle is basically your bathroom bundle, your kitchen bundle, and your living dusting and polishing bundle. And over 3 years.
Are they all the same price, each bundle, or are they different?
No, each bundle is differently priced. The kitchen's a little bit more expensive, like maybe $20 more expensive, because it has a fifth piece to the range. It has what's called an all-purpose cloth. And that's basically replaces hundreds and hundreds of your dishcloths. It's basically, it's your dishcloth.
Tell me something. We've got a cat that just jumps on the bench. So those would pretty, they'd clean them pretty well, wouldn't they? So that would.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
I'm just saying, if the cat
gets. Who's the boss?
The cat's okay, the
so
boss.
When it, the okay, cat. So when it comes to your bathroom products stay in your bathroom, your kitchen products stay in your kitchen. Then you've got a living range, which has a dust glove and a polishing cloth for all your, you know, fingerprints and on your TVs and computer screens and stuff. The dust glove replaces your feather duster. So anywhere in the house, like if I walked into the bath and there was a heap of dust in the bath, I would use the dust glove to remove all the dust first, you know. So if there is a lot of cat hair on your bench, well, you could wipe over it with the dust glove, and it picks up and traps and holds onto all the dust. It doesn't just blow it around. Mm-hmm. It was recommended and endorsed by the Asthma Australia Foundation because it traps all the microscopic dust, which was a huge thing for us. They don't endorse many products, many companies, and we were one of them. But when it comes to cat hair on or dog hair on your floors, that's where our floor cleaner comes into it. So the dust floor fiber works like your broom. And as you know and seen, I've got a beautiful golden retriever that lives inside. She runs the roost now. I will just sweep over the floors daily and just brush over them. And I hold up the dust floor fiber. It's got a couple of inches of golden retriever hair all the way around it. I just shake it outside or dust bust it off. Okay. When it comes to cat or dog hair on the couch or on your clothes, then we have a lint glove that will, you know, remove the dog and the cat hair off your clothes or off your car seats or anything like that.
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's a whole complete cleaning system. It's just a matter of, and all the fibers are different. Like they're not just the colors, different colors because we like the rainbow. The fibers in the bathroom range are completely different to the kitchen and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. They're amazing once you get your head around it. You have to see it to believe it though.
It sounds amazing, Kim. I'm really impressed. Totally impressed with your products.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about your driving.
So we obviously,
yeah.
Hey,
go on. Okay.
No, I was just going to say, obviously before COVID hit, I was driving a lot. You know, yeah. I was driving. You know, I could do 3 or 4 demos a week. I was driving to meet customers, clients, team members. You know, luckily being individual or independent Enyopreneurs, we run a business ourselves. So we might have the support for head office when it comes to picking, packaging, marketing, all that kind of stuff. But we have our own ABN, so we can claim all our own business expenses, which is fantastic. You run an office from home as such, which means you can then also claim a small amount of your utilities and stuff like that as well, plus your phone bill, all that kind of stuff. So obviously I was doing a lot of kilometres driving, you know, to and from. Obviously COVID has stopped that. But there has been a lot of positives that has come out of COVID, whether it be staying home and spending more time with the family, whether it be realising, you know, you don't need to pay $50 every month to get your nails done, you know, or, you know, get your hair done as often, or it's okay to stay home and celebrate birthdays at home. You don't have to go and spend $150 on dinner. One of the things that's been really an eye-opener for me is that over the 13 years, I might have a customer ring me saying, oh, I've got a problem. I can't figure out how to connect the window cleaner to the floor pole. It's an extension thing. Or I can't work out why I'm doing this wrong or whatever. And I used to live, I could find myself driving an hour to rock up at someone's front doorstep just to go, oh, here, show us the window cleaner. Oh, yeah, see this? You just unclip this and clip that in. They go, oh, okay, thanks. And off I go. Whereas Now that we were gently, no, it wasn't gently, we were forced into using a digital platform. Mm-hmm. I've now used Zoom and FaceTime and Messenger video to just, if someone's got a problem,
do exactly the same.
Exactly the same thing. Obviously, there's nothing's going to beat human connection. Yeah. That's debatable sometimes. No. Sometimes, you know, we know that getting into someone's home and being able to show them the products live on their own surfaces and wow them. Like, they walk around in the bathroom with me and I show them a couple of things. I'm not a cleaner. I don't clean the whole bathroom or the whole kitchen. I just do a small area. And they go, what about the rest? And I go, no, you can do that. But nothing is better than getting into someone's home and wowing them properly. But there's times where I realised I didn't have to probably drive out an hour. I mean, it's nice to connect with people. They might invite you in and you have a chat or whatever. But small little issues like that, I've been able to say to someone, they've called me and said they're having an issue, and I've realised they might be on an iPhone. I've just clicked FaceTime. We can see each other. And I'll go, oh, yeah, hold it up. Oh, yeah, no, do, or I'll do it quickly, hit a Zoom, send them a Zoom link and be able to show them how to connect their window clear. And they're like, perfect, thanks, that's all I need. Off they go. So that's been a huge positive.
So has that helped with stress and anxiety, you know, like in the sense like for yourself firstly, or?
I think the biggest thing has been the time that it's saved.
Okay.
You know, and again, I think it's the whole working smarter, not harder.
Okay. So, you know, does that actually make you feel better though, Kim? I mean, like, you feel more relaxed, or do you feel like you're still under the pump because you're still got to do the work, but it's just a different way of doing the work? Like, even now, we're doing the Zoom. I love talking to people, so I enjoy it anyway. But it's sort of like, does it feel like pressure for you because you're still got to get on that Zoom meeting and actually?
No, as you know, we know each other well enough now. I talk to anyone.
Yeah.
I don't. You know, jumping on a Zoom to me is even easier. You know, when I go and do a face-to-face demo, you know, the demonstration side set, you know, we start, spend 10 minutes talking about it, letting them know what it is. I find out what they know about it, who's got it, who doesn't. Then we'll go into the bathroom, the kitchen, you know, show them a little bit of the floor, show it, do a window. So they're like, okay, oh, that's amazing. Yeah, I need that, and that. That only takes about an hour, but then it takes probably a whole nother hour for everybody to chitter chat. And when you're at a face-to-face demo and then go, it's great to be able to go around and consult with every person. So that there's huge benefits to that. But the Zoom, I don't have a problem with jumping on a Zoom and running something for, you know, 45 minutes and then following up with them the next day. You know, so I get all their phone names and phone numbers and then, you know, send them a link to the catalogs and then chatting to them the next day. So, you know, some menupreneurs have found it challenging. They don't like being able to see themselves. Where I don't mind. I talk to anybody, anything. You get in, get what needs to be done and get back out again. You know, the benefits, it's quicker.
You're talking to me, Kim, aren't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Talk to anyone. Anyone. Look, I think one of the things I think my family used to hate when I first started this business 13 years ago was that they knew and I knew that there was a potential client on every corner.
Well, that's right.
All I've got to do is have someone that's willing to listen.
That's right.
And, you know, for me to be able to share these amazing products. And then they're like, really? You can clean the barbecue with just cold water? Really? You can clean all that grease off the top of your range or like one wipe over with just cold water? I'm like, yep. And I go, they go, nah. And I go, seriously, invite me around. I'll come around and show you. Then I'm like, you know what? Have a couple of friends and I'll show them at the same time.
You just said barbecue cleaner because I really need a good barbecue cleaner.
Well, it's probably the only piece that Ben actually uses.
The Weber and the amount of grease that gathers on it is just crazy. And you try hot water, you try scrubbing it, you try using a wire brush to get it off, but not much gets off.
Oh, look, your barbecue's like an oven, really. You know, you're going to still need to scrape off with a Barbie mate or whatever, you know, all the crunchies and as much of the black bit. When it comes to the grease, though, you know, the Inyo glove that we use on the barbecue with just cold water, you know, some burnt bits you're never going to get off. Okay.
But
the grease on, you know, the outside of the hood, the grease on the flat plate, hot plate, that'll end up being so clean you could wipe a white T-shirt across it. All the thick grease around the knobs, cold water, it just wipes off. Like it's just, and it just goes into the wash. We don't do it as often as we should.
I want some of that. Look, the only other thing that, like I said, you know, about your driving and that, anything that you could think of that you would say that would help make this a better world? I mean, COVID-19 really taught us a lot of stuff, but when I go back on the road, and I've been back on the road now, I don't see people have changed their...
No, they seem busier, more in a hurry, and they've forgotten how to drive.
Yeah, they're crazy. People are crazy. I mean, you'd think that you've got the opportunity to get back to normality, but what's their normality? Is it their craziness that they had before? It's just crazy. I just can't understand it. It's really frustrating. It frustrates me quite a bit.
It feels worse. Yeah. Ben and I had to drive down to Brighton the other day to pick up something off eBay for a family member that's just had surgery. And Ben drove. I just sat in the passenger seat, which is unlike me. Normally, I'm the instigator. I drive. I don't have a problem. I drive wherever. Don't need to know where it is. I'll just figure it out. Yeah. I'm not a very nervous driver. And for someone who doesn't normally sit still, I'd have found this pandemic, it wasn't challenging. I was happy to be forced to slow down.
Yeah.
But as of today, we're allowed to go back out and start doing face-to-face demos. And I've got quite a few booked already for, you know, Wednesday night, Friday night, Sunday night, couple next the week after. And I admit, I'm not in a hurry. I'm not scared about getting COVID. I am scared and conscious about going back into living such a busy life. And it's, you know, we've had myself who's worked from home. I've done very little driving over the last 6 months, so it is a bit daunting to have to go back out there. And I think people need to remind themselves to slow down. Not just, I don't mean they're driving, but just slow down in life and smell the roses. I've not, you know, even when it comes to like doing the grocery shopping, I'm not a very organized shopper in the sense of, I don't know what I feel like for dinner tomorrow, let alone tonight, or vice versa. So when the pandemic hit, I was forced to sit there and go work out meals for the whole week because you weren't really allowed, you know, they were trying to limit the amount of times you went to the shops. And I saw huge benefits in that. Not only was I less stressed, we saved money, I was more organized, and it's something I really need to, once you're allowed back out and about, you kind of went back to your old ways. And I said to Ben last night, I really need to go back to sitting down and organising something. Otherwise it gets to 5 o'clock and Ben goes, what's for dinner? I go, I've no idea. I'm too busy. I don't want to go to the shops again. But I noticed too that when we were supposed to not go out as often, you know, whoops, you'd run out of bread or something. And they go, the family, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. The family would say, oh, we've run out of fresh bread. I need to go to the shops. I'm like, I'm not going to the shops again. Just not one, we weren't allowed to, not supposed to. Yeah. And I'd say, no, I'm not going for just one thing. You can use the frozen bread. Or, you know, so I think that people just need to be more careful on the roads when they probably haven't driven as much, but don't go out unless you need to.
People have gone crazy again, I think, Kim, because, I mean, since I've been out on the road again, I was more relaxed during COVID time than I had since going back on the road. And it's never to do with the kids. It's not like to do with, you know, any of the kids that I teach. It's to do with the craziness on the road and people tailgating, the aggression, the moving across three lanes without an indication. And then moving back again and trying to move in between two cars, and you can see them about to smash all together and you're right behind them with a learner in the driver's side.
Mm.
You're thinking, God, what's wrong with people? What has happened? Has anyone actually learned? And it's just getting back to that craziness again. Push, 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 push. And where's it going to end? I've got no idea. I think people are going to go crazy eventually.
You're right. People haven't. Not enough people, I shouldn't say no one, but not enough people have learnt enough from the lockdown. Slow down, relax. The world keeps spinning. You know, you don't have to be in such a hurry all the time. Don't be so aggro. And as a mum who's got a kid, it's scary to see the amount of people that are running red lights, and I'd rather just skip it, to be honest.
I say this to every kid, and I mean it. I say to every kid, I always say a little prayer for you. And I say it, and I'll say prayer for every kid that goes for their licence. And I tell them exactly what my prayer is. And I say, look, I only want you on the road if you're going to be safe on the road. If you're not going to be safe on the road, I don't care if you don't pass. I mean, I prefer you to pass as long as you're going to be safe on the road. There's no way I could do this job if anything happened to any of those kids. I want them all to be safe. You know what I mean? And because from what I see on the road, it is crazy out there. Kim. I hate telling you that because I know you've got a kid.
I know, but it. But I think one of the many things we love about you, though,
yeah,
is that you're not only are you patient and don't yell at them like we do. I said to Hayley, you need to stop telling Nick what we do and don't do. Stop it.
She tells me everything.
Kim. She can't lie, that kid. She just can't lie. I don't know if it's a good trait or a bad trait. But, you know, one of the many things we love about you as a driving instructor is that you're not just trying to help them pass the test. You're helping them to be a good, safe driver for the future because their life's at their hands and everyone else is around them.
Yeah, they've got to figure it out for themselves. They're going to have the right strategies, the correct structures, the way to pass, the way not just to pass, the way to drive out on the road when they're out on their own, because none of us are going to be there next to them. The only person who's going to be there is themselves, and they're going to ask themselves, what are they going to do next?
Yeah, it's scary.
It is scary, Kim, but they'll work it out. I'm sure they'll work it out. Okay, my dear, look, that was brilliant. That was absolutely brilliant. You are fantastic. You're really good. You talk well. I love the way you presented your product because it's an incredible product. And I think we need more products like that out in the market. I don't know whether you said something about cleaners or something, your other stuff that you use, like you've got is there a product that you use with the rags or anything? Or is it,
We have a couple of things that you would call like a little extra boost. So, for instance, we have a tub of this little tub, which is called marble paste. And marble paste is made up of ground up marble and chalk. And think of it like Jif or Ajax, and it lasts the average house about 8 to 10 years. And anywhere that you're cleaning with your Enyo fibres that you need a bit of extra oomph, like, for instance, if you're cleaning your shower screen and the last couple of inches from the bottom is it coming off, it needs a bit of extra help, then your damp glove, you get a bit of marble paste out of this tub and, you know, it'll just cut it back to new. If you're using, you know, the bathroom sponge in your grouting and you need a bit of extra help with the scourer, you wet it, grabs a bit of marble paste out. It works. It's used so sparingly that it lasts, like I said, 8 to 10 years. Wow. In the kitchen when you're doing your oven or, stains on your bench top, then you can use a little bit of marble paste, the tiniest amount. And like I said, it's made up of ground up marble and chalk with citrus in it, so there's no chemicals.
That sounds fantastic.
And it's super fine. It won't scratch anything. But then we also have a little bottle of calcium dissolver, which is basically like Enyo's version of a natural bleach. Okay, so there's nothing nasty in it. You wouldn't want to drink it, but it's there. It's a calcium dissolver. So for people who've got a lot of calcium in their water or calcium deposits in their toilet, then you can use that as we call them our helping hands, our natural little helpers. Okay. So they're natural, but they're just like a little helping hand for not everybody needs it. Yeah. Like if you're the type of person who keeps up with your shower, every week, you won't need marble paste. Let's just say I like a wow factor.
I think it's marble paste as well too.
Yeah. Do what I, what is it saying? Do what I say, not what I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like what I say to the kids. There's no perfect driver out there, except for me, of course. And they start laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And then course. They go, yeah. Then I go, look, everyone makes mistakes out there, except for me, of course. And then I explain to them, hey, look, the reality is there is no perfect driver and everyone makes mistakes. I make mistakes as well. But the problem is people think like that. So they drive out on the road and they think, I'm the perfect driver. I don't make mistakes. So I can push up behind you and do whatever I like because I know what I'm doing. Get out of my way. But, you know.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit tricky out there, that's for sure. They've got to learn to, my grandfather used to say, you've got to drive pretending that everybody else is deaf, dumb and blind.
Yeah, Hayley told me
that. You've got to prepare yourself that they might not know what they're doing.
All right, Kim. Look, well, it's been great, Kim. It's been fantastic. Yes. Really appreciate it. That was fantastic. Look, we'll leave it there. We did really well. So that concludes our show for today. Thank you all for listening in. We look forward to presenting our next podcast to you very soon. Take care and let's build a better world together. Remember, it's easy to support our podcast by just clicking the follow button on our page.